ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 25 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड लिबरेशन फ्रॉम द इल्यूजरी एनर्जी। सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षम् सर्वरात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षम् कैवल्यम् अनिकेतताम् विविक्तचीरवसनम् सन्तोषम् येन केनचित्। सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षम् कैवल्यम् अनिकेतताम् विविक्तचीरवसनम् सन्तोषम् येन केनचित्। सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षम् कैवल्यम् अनिकेतताम् विविक्तचीरवसनम् सन्तोषम् येन केनचित्। सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षम् कैवल्यमनिकेतताम् सन्तोषम् येन केनचित्। सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षम् कैवल्यम् अनिकेतताम् विविक्तचीरवसनम् सन्तोषम् येन केनचित्। सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षम् कैवल्यमनिकेतताम् विविक्तचीरवसनम् सन्तोषम् येन केनचित्। सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षम् कैवल्यम् अनिकेतताम् संतोषम येन। माताजी सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरान्वीक्षाम् कैवल्यमनिकेतताम् विविक्तचीरवसनम् संतोषम येन केनचित्। सर्वत्र एवरीवेयर आत्मा फॉर वन्स ट्रू सेल्फ ईश्वर एंड फॉर द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। अनवीक्षम मेडिटेशन बाय कीपिंग कंटिन्यूअसली इन व्यू। Kaivalyam, solitude. Aniketatam, having no fixed residence. Vivikta-chira, scraps of cloth found in unfrequented places. Vasanam, wearing. Santosham, yena kena chit, with anything. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. One should practice meditation by constantly seeing oneself to be an eternal cognizant spirit soul and seeing the Lord to be the absolute controller of everything. To increase one's meditation, one should live in a secluded place and give up false attachment to one's home and household paraphernalia. Giving up the decorations of the temporary material body, one should dress himself with scraps of cloth found in rejected places or with the bark of trees. In this way, one should learn to be satisfied in any material situation. Purport. Kaivalyam, or living in a secluded place, indicates a place free from material disturbances. Therefore, one should live in the association of Vaishnavas, where the common goal is advancement in Krishna consciousness. Especially in the Kali Yuga, if one tries to remain physically isolated from all others, the result will be degradation or insanity. Aniketatam means that one should not be intoxicated by the ephemeral satisfaction of one's home sweet home, which will vanish at any moment by the unforeseen circumstances produced by one's previous activities. In this age, it is not actually possible to dress in tree bark in modern cities, nor to wear mere scraps of cloth. Previously, human culture accommodated those practicing tapasya or penances in the interest of spiritual advancement. In this age, however, the most urgent necessity is for preaching the message of the Bhagavad Gita throughout human society. Therefore, it is recommended that Vaishnavas dress with clean and neat cloth, covering the body decently, so that the conditioned souls will not be frightened or repulsed by the severe penances of the Vaishnava. In the Kali Yuga, the conditioned souls are extremely attached to material sense gratification and extreme austerities are not appreciated, but are instead considered abominable denials of the flesh. Of course, austerity is required for spiritual advancement, but the practical example set by Srila Prabhupada in successfully spreading the Krishna consciousness movement was that all material things should be used to attract people to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Vaishnavas may at times adopt ordinary dress to serve the higher principle of distributing Krishna consciousness. In any case, one should learn to be satisfied in any material situation so as to prepare for the moment of death. According to Bhagavad Gita, at the time of death, the particular consciousness we have created in this life will carry us to our future situation. Therefore, human life can be seen as a type of practice for successfully fixing one's mind on the absolute truth during the severe trials of death. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganara Gunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सर्वत्रात्मेश्वरं वीक्षं कैवल्यं अनिकेततां विविक्तचीरवसनं संतोषं येन केनचित् Translation once more. One should practice meditation by constantly seeing oneself to be an eternal cognizant soul and seeing the Lord to be the absolute controller of everything. To increase one's meditation, one should live in a secluded place and give up false attachment to one's home and household paraphernalia. Giving up the decorations of the temporary material body, one should dress himself with scraps of cloth found in rejected places or with the bark of trees. In this way, one should learn to be satisfied in any material situation. Hare Krishna. So first, I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas and also all those who are hearing online, and I beg for their blessings to speak on a topic which is I was discussing with one devotee that you can't say this is beyond your realization, because this is from a different planet. We are talking of something very different here, which is practically unimaginable. So it's a very different kind of verse. So I pray that I can do some justice. Of course, the purport is wonderful, so there's no need to really speak much beyond what is there. So this whole section of the Bhagavatam yesterday, Brajmohan Prabhu gave a very brilliant class on the previous verse, and if you read this section, it feels like instructions given to a brahmachari. That's how it reads, this part of the chapter. It reads like specific instructions given to a brahmachari. It speaks about so many very heavy instructions. And then in this verse, if you see, you're convinced, this is, about... But then, when you think about it, you realize that these are instructions given to a king, to King Nimi. So, it's quite heavy in one sense. For a grihastha to speak all these things and to imagine these things in today's highly degraded Kali Yuga, and this translation, actually, the verse itself has got many instructions fitted in there, in that few 5-6 lines. It starts by saying, one should practice meditation. by constantly seeing oneself to be an eternal cognizant soul and seeing the Lord to be the absolute controller of everything. So this itself is such a difficult instruction. We have been hearing for God knows how many years that we are not this body, we are the soul. And it's not that he heard it only when we came to ISKCON. This you might have heard before also. Sharir nahi hai, atma hai. Atma nashwar nahi hota. So we have heard this, that we are eternal soul. Just meditating on that, what is being said here is, one should practice meditation by constantly seeing oneself as an eternal soul, cognizant soul. So, even while we are speaking about this, even when you are reading this part of the translation, it is difficult to meditate that I am not this body. See how conditioned we are. Our situation is so fallen, despite so many years practicing bhakti. Still, even this simple thing to actually realize it, that I am not this body, I am the soul, is so difficult, What to speak of seeing Krishna as the absolute controller? We may say this sitting on Vyasasana, we may preach to so many people, but while theoretically we have understanding, Krishna is the creator, controller of everything, but in this particular situation, I am the controller, Though you may not think like that, but our actions speak louder than words. We feel that I am the controller. And sometimes Krishna, of course, makes you realize you are not the controller. He gives you that realization. But other times we are thinking like that. So in that situation, how can we achieve this? How can we... Ultimately, this is Krishna consciousness. Being able to meditate that I am not this body, I am the soul. And to always think of Krishna in every situation, that he is the controller. That is Krishna consciousness, being conscious of Krishna in everything. So, how we can get this consciousness? How we can meditate this way? So many situations keep coming in our life. Whether we, like it, we don't like it. Whether we, want it, we don't want it. They keep coming our way. And at that time, how do we react to those situations? That is what helps us, to understand. That, now for example, sometimes, like Prabhuji yesterday, he mentioned that one of the illusions is that pleasure is happiness, and pain is, actually we are looking for happiness, but we mistake pleasure to be happiness, and we are not looking for, pain, but pain comes and we think that is, misery. So, when pain comes, when misery comes, whenever pleasure or happiness comes, at that point of time, how can we react? What do we react? Because all the time, at every moment in our life, some pain or some pleasure is coming our way. At every moment, something or the other is coming our way. So how we can use this, instruction at that point of time? Well, we have to understand that whatever is coming my way at this point of time, at this particular moment, this happiness or distress that is coming my way is coming purely because of my karma. It is my own karma that is bringing this miserable situation upon me, or it is my good karma, pious activities of my previous lifetime due to which today I am able to do something good, I am able to enjoy, I am able to have some pleasure. Some experience of pleasure and happiness I am able to get because of my previous karma. And when misery comes also, similarly we should understand, our tendency is when misery comes, we either, try to take the situation into our own hands. Then let me try and change this situation. Because when happiness comes, we don't try to change the situation. When pleasure comes, we say, this is nice, by my own karma it is coming. And we accept it with a very, with a very humble heart. We accept the pleasure that's coming our way. But when misery comes, what do? We don't accept it. We try to change the situation. We are not satisfied that, misery is coming. Like I accepted pleasure with an open heart, let me accept the misery also with an open heart. No, we try to change the situation because
In one sense, that is the nature of the soul. Nature of the soul is, it is bliss seeking. But because we so much identify with the body, therefore whenever any misery comes, any pain comes to the body, immediately we are trying to change that situation. But really, despite my, you know, fighting desperately against it, you know, it is unlikely I will be able to change my situation. Because karma is like that. Our karma, whatever we have done in our previous lifetimes, it is so inevitable, it is so unavoidable, that whether, you know, you try anything, but still if you are destined to get that level of suffering, you are going to get it. Even as devotees, if we see some misery coming our way, we have to understand that this is Krishna's arrangement. He is not, I mean, if we have the faith, see, coming back to this point, if we have the faith that Krishna is the absolute controller. Absolute controller means what? Sarva karana karana means what? He is the cause of all causes. Directly or indirectly, He is the cause for your suffering also. Whatever suffering you are facing at this point of time, whatever pain or misery you are getting at this point of time, this is also coming by Krishna's arrangement only. So if you are able to understand this, that this misery is coming because Krishna is the absolute controller, then what happens? Our ability to face that misery slightly increases. You know, Gaurang Gogo had once mentioned in one Bhagavatam class that we cannot change our circumstances. We cannot change our circumstances. We cannot. It's not possible. You may try to some extent, you may make some, you know, adjustments. If you are financially very well off, you may try to make some adjustments to your material situation. You are unhealthy, you'll call the best doctors, you'll take the best medicines, you'll have the best nutrients to ensure you become healthy again. But really, if aapka samay aaya hai maar khane ka, to kuch bhi kar lo, do anything you want, but still you are going to suffer, you are going to have that misery, you cannot avoid it. So circumstances cannot be changed. What can be changed? Consciousness can be changed. It's a very beautiful and a very hope-giving statement. Because in the light of the situation where our circumstances cannot be changed, we feel helpless, we feel hopeless. Okay? I can't change my circumstances. If I am in a very poor situation, I can't become well-to-do, I can't become rich. You know, if I am, I am sickly, I am weak, can't I become healthy again? I have a back problem, chronic back issue, can't I be healthy again? You know, so it can cause hopelessness. But the second part of the statement is wonderful, that the consciousness can be changed. That is still in our hands. That is in, because how you respond, situation is not in your hands, but how you respond to that situation is certainly in your hands. Of course, our response is very often driven by our modes, by which guna we are, you know, strongly controlled by. You are very much in mode of passion and ignorance, or very much in mode of ignorance, then whenever a particular situation comes, you will respond in that way only. Even as devotees, we struggle to, you know, overcome our basic nature, our stool nature, you know. When a particular situation comes, our natural reaction is acting as per what our gunas are. Very natural, you just do it. And then we somewhere realize, oh, devotees are watching, let me, you know, do the right thing. It's very difficult. But still, at least if we are constantly chanting the holy names, we are associating with devotees, we are taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books, then at least some spiritual strength is there. To do what? To respond correctly to the given circumstance. To understand that whatever this situation has come upon me is coming because of my previous karma, and it is coming because of Krishna's desire. So if happiness comes, the devotee accepts it, that, oh my Lord, you are so merciful. I don't deserve this, but still you are giving it to me. So he adjusts his consciousness, not that I deserve this, it's my good karma, I am getting it. He feels that I am so fallen, I am so sinful, but still, my Lord, you are giving me this. Thank you so much. He's so grateful. And if misery comes also, the devotee adjusts his or her consciousness to say that this, my Lord, you're giving me for my own purification. I certainly deserve much worse than this. Much more suffering should come my way. You know, I speak for myself. I know that what suffering I have in this lifetime, I cannot attribute it to previous lifetimes. It's very easy to say, mera pichle janam ka kuch paap rahega. I know that I have done enough bad in this lifetime to suffer many more times. Kafi guna, not just little bit more. Many more times suffering that I am getting now. I have done more to deserve that. We should be in that consciousness. It's safer that way. Otherwise, we blame something of the past. No, purana janam ka kya pata, shayad kuch rahega. We should understand that we have done enough sinful activity in this lifetime to suffer a lot. But the Lord is very mercifully, let me just move this. Lord is very mercifully, you know, compressing it and giving you in small, small doses. Halke halke dose mein He is giving us suffering to keep you grounded, to remind you. Otherwise you'll be floating in the air. You know, if there's only ananda, ananda, bliss is there, you'll be floating in the air. We need a little bit of misery to remain grounded. So, this is the consciousness that is being spoken about here to King Nimi. That meditate always, constantly on the fact that you are spirit soul, you are not this body, and that the Lord is the controller. But given our situation, so what is being said in the second part of the verse, that given our situation in the material world, where we have so many responsibilities, so many services, so many things to do, in such a situation it is very difficult to be absorbed, because we are absorbed in the consciousness of the material world, in the activities of the material world. So in that situation, is it possible to have this kind of a consciousness? It's very difficult. Hence, the verse, you know, advises, it is recommended, in order to improve the meditation, it says, to increase one's meditation. Assuming you are doing this meditation, to further increase it, one should live in a secluded place. So, you know, it's recommended to live in a secluded place, which is far away from, you know, material civilization. If you see, in today's day and age, such secluded places are not available. Kahin pe bhi available nahi hai. You cannot go to a place where you will be alone. Koi na koi aa jayega wahan pe. Somebody or the other will come to disturb you. You know, because we live in Mumbai, which is a fairly crowded place. Yahan toh we cannot even dream of this. But if you say, okay, I will go to my native place. You know, I'll go, you know, village hai, gaon hai, gaon mein log kam rehte hai. You go to the village. In the village, the many people will come and ask, "Arey, beta, kitne saal ke baad aaya ho? Beti, kitne saal ke baad aaya ho?" And they'll come and talk to you. Kuch nahi to, some animals will come and disturb you. If you go to the forest, we cannot survive in forest for one day. There are no forests, of course, left now. Very few forests in and around Mumbai. But if you go, let's say, to some faraway place, you know, you go to Kerala forests over there, and you go and live in the forest. What can we do in the forest? You know, we hear in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the great souls, they lived off the roots, the fruits and berries that are found in the forest. You know, there is descriptions of people who just lived from what fell on the ground, what dried leaves, dhruva, you know, what dried leaves had fallen on the ground, they were eating only that. There are some who didn't even do that, they would just lie down, and when something fell in their mouth, they will eat it. So we know if we do this, we will not last for a couple of hours. Within a few hours, we will say, okay, Hare Krishna, enough of seclusion, I'm going back. It's very difficult. And, you know, to get seclusion, you have to pay money. You pay money to go to some sort of a camp. You know, people pay money to go for this Vipassana camp nowadays. And a lot of people say, a great benefit is there. When I just go, I sit, they are not allowed to even take your mobile phones. The biggest seclusion in today's day and age is mobile phone. You know, if you can be secluded from mobile phone, we'll come to that. You know, so it's very difficult to find such a place of seclusion, and we are not trained also to live like this. We are not trained to live in a forest. We are not trained to even live off the land. You know, if you are given, let's say, a piece of land, you are given, let's say, you know, couple of acres of land. Srila Prabhupada says, if a person has 1 acre of land and 1 cow, that is sufficient to survive. Of course, there are many in our congregation and, you know, ISKCON who are very, very attached to this farming. But fact of matter, 90% of us, city bred, city boys, you know, and city girls, it is very difficult for us. If we are given 1 acre of land and 1 cow, you don't know what to do with it. We'll just be looking at the, look at the cow, look at the land, now what do I do next? We don't know anything. Kuch bhi pata nahi hai. We're not trained. So therefore, for us, it is mentioned in the purport here, that what is the seclusion we can seek? The seclusion we can seek, the running away from home we can seek, is the association of devotees. We try to get secluded from the materialistic association that is available outside. Go to the temple. Go for yatras. Don't be at home. You know, our tendency is to always be at home or be in our comfortable situation. So, rather than being at home, you know, rather than being at home, take the association of the devotees. You know, our other thing I was saying is this mobile phone. You know, this deserves some few minutes of discussion. The mobile phone today is closer to us than the Paramatma also. It's completely inseparable companion, because if you really look at it, even when, you know, I remember reading a few months back that the 12th offense to the holy name, I think Loknath Maharaj said, that we have heard of 10 offenses, 11th offenses is being, you know, inattentive while chanting. And the 12th offense to the holy name is to keep the mobile phone next to you while you are chanting, or when you are attending Bhagavatam class, or when, you know, you are eating prasad, or anything. Keeping the phone next to you is an offense. Why? Because at every moment this phone is not satisfied. You know, few days back I was reading an article which says that, you know, this, it speaks about the scourge, the problem, the major problem of internet addiction, you know, amongst children. It speaks amongst children, but I don't think the adults are different in any way. And I don't think devotees are different also. Even amongst devotees we have this problem, you know, that we are constantly connected with the mobile phone. So what an article says is, today the way these, you know, product companies like Google, like Apple, like all the apps that are there on Apple, like Facebook, like Twitter, like Snapchat, you know, and various Instagram, various things were mentioned on that. And what that article says is that the people who are developing these applications, the ones who are the coders, software coders, who are making this application, they are specifically designing it in such a way that you spend more time on the application. There is some design thinking going into that. They are not satisfied that you come on the app, you spend some time and you say, okay, Hare Krishna, I gotta go now. No. It's designed in such a way that it keeps bringing you back. Puna puna charvita. You know, again and again you keep coming back to that thing. You know, it's worth spending. I'll just give you a feeling of what they do, how they do. Like for example, when you're just sitting peacefully, you're chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Ting. देखो अभी मेरे फोन में बजा टिंग टिंग टू SMS कम. सो व्हेन दिस टिंग कम्स व्हाट डज इट डू? इट इज अ डिस्ट्रैक्शन. एंड इट्स नॉट जस्ट अ डिस्ट्रैक्शन की ना सी लाइक व्हेन यू आर सिटिंग इन द क्लास एंड समवन पासेस बाय यू जस्ट लुक फॉर अ मोमेंट एंड यू नो ओके ओके ऑलराइट यू गेट बैक टू व्हाट यू आर डूइंग. बट दिस इज नॉट जस्ट अ डिस्ट्रैक्शन. इट इज ए come here, look at me. Ting, ting, it is telling you, something nice has come. You remember yesterday night you had posted something on Facebook? Some like has come. Somebody has commented on your post. Have you seen the comment? You must see it now. So how one gets distracted, the science behind that is explained in that article. Very scary. They say that, now for example, these people are experimenting with something. Okay. People are used to notifications coming. So now what they are doing is, they have stopped sending notification. Okay. To attract you to the app. They are not interested in, you know, anything else. They wanted to use the application. To attract you to the application, what they do? They don't send notification. They hold it back. So that, after some time, you become restless. अरे कुछ किसी का कुछ नोटिफिकेशन आया नहीं, जरा एक बार देख तू, देखो तो, एंड यू नो सी व्हेन यू ओपन द ऐप सडनली टिंग 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 5-6 कम. व्हाई? बिकॉज दे हैव हेल्ड इट बैक. दिस इज एक्चुअल, दिस इज नॉट माय स्पेकुलेशन, दिस इज व्हाट इज मेंशन्ड इन द आर्टिकल. दे आर डूइंग दिस टू इंश्योर यू आर एडिक्टेड. इमेजिन देर इज समवन हु इज वर्किंग हार्ड, लाइक देर वॉज ड्रग एडिक्शन इन द पास्ट, नाउ देर इज स्मार्टफोन एडिक्शन. And there is no difference between the two. There is no difference. There the drug peddlers were, you know, surreptitiously coming. See, now again it rang twice. So, the drug peddlers were coming surreptitiously and, you know, offering you something for free. Free apps. All apps are free. If you notice, most apps are free. Only when you start using them, then something you have to pay. So, they offer you free. And then after that, you are hooked. And then they make efforts to ensure you remain hooked. They give you more. They give you more features. Drug peddlers give you more drugs. अच्छा इससे आपको नशा नहीं चढ़ा? चलो ये try कर लो अभी. Something stronger. Same way आपको WhatsApp से नशा नहीं चढ़ा? चलो new feature for you. Now you can recall the message you sent also. Isn't that wonderful? Now you can bindas send any message. Spend more time on WhatsApp. Just see. This is our situation. So, when we say going into seclusion means what? Take seclusion from your mobile phone. Take shelter of the association of the devotees. Take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even when we are hearing Bhagavatam, our tendency tends to be what? If we can go to the temple, okay, on a weekday it is difficult. You know, on a Sunday it's not that difficult. If you plan it, you can always do it. But our tendency tends to be what? If you have slept late in the night, chalo yaar, aaj main na, I'll hear on ISKCON Desiatory. You know, or not ISKCON, I'll hear on that live site. And then if I don't manage to hear on live site, later on I'll download and hear from ISKCON Desiatory. Right? We may be in the temple, we are downstairs. You know, and you are hearing on FM. We are hearing on FM radio, we don't choose to come inside and hear. So, this is the seclusion we have to find. We have to get rid of all these things. Don't be tempted by any of these things. Take shelter of physical association of devotees as far as possible. Those who don't have an option were staying very far away. For them there is no option, they are forced to hear online. But for us, those of us who have an opportunity, you know, our seclusion is what? Leave this phone for some time and take shelter. If you see, whenever you want to concentrate and do something, if you keep your phone next to you, can you do it? Just for a moment. For those of you who have prepared lectures spoken from the Vyasasan here, when you are preparing lecture, does it help to keep phone by your side? Are you able to do it? Every few minutes you will be tempted to look at the phone. So what do? We keep the throw the phone away, keep it in some different room. Because next 3-4 hours I don't want disturbance. I just want to prepare nicely. In the same way, when we are chanting also, 12th offense, don't keep the phone next to you. Because temptation is there. Even if you don't really go to that phone, just the sound is enough. Madhur dhvani. Ting. Kuch to aaya hai. Something has come. Later on I will see it. Not now. Now I am chanting, okay. But later on I will see it. So distraction will be there. So don't be. Leave it. Then another very heavy point that is mentioned here. Aniketatam, home sweet home. So there is a poem written, I was looking up. There's a poem called Home Sweet Home written in the year 1812. So the first line says, mid pleasures and palaces though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there is no place like home. Fact. There is no place like home. But if point that is being made here is that don't be too attached to this home. Don't get too stuck to this home. No point in getting intoxicated by this material comfortable situation. Why? Because in Kali Yuga, due to your own previous activities, not due to anything else, due to your previous activities, in 1 second, that home sweet home can be transformed into the most miserable place in the whole universe. It doesn't take much to make your life miserable. A very comfortable house, bahut badhiya chal raha hai, everything nice, very comfortable, big house, everyone has their own room, a nice living room, you have a nice altar, everything beautiful, going very smooth. We come to the temple. Doesn't take much for that blissful Vaikuntha-like situation to become hellish. An uncooperative partner, husband or wife, uncooperative, he makes a beautiful house into a living hell. Doesn't require much. Uncooperative father, uncooperative children, uncooperative mother. It can be anything. One thing is needed and the house becomes hell. Chalo, if people are wonderful, mosquitoes, flies, white ants, suddenly, a beautiful house and suddenly you see attack of white ants. They are like, as they say, Deemak ki tarah phail gaye. They have just spread all over your house. They have attacked. I remember seeing once in one of my, friend's house, we had gone and they were doing some spring cleaning and there was one cupboard which had never been opened for many years. They opened the cupboard. They removed the books that were inside. Sab sad gaye the books. They removed the books and the moment they removed the books, like a swarm of some black insects, swarm, hundreds of them started coming out like water, pani ke jaisa, they started streaming out of the wall. They were hidden inside and slowly eating that cupboard. Can you imagine? Like, your hands start trembling. It's a horrible experience. Imagine in a blissful, wonderful situation, suddenly something like this happens. What is the control? Very comfortably you are sitting and mosquitoes biting you, giving you dengue. Then you say, okay, let me, then you, the controller within you comes alive again. Pest control karta hu main. Let me do pest control. Pest control means what? You have to put money. You put money, then you have to tolerate the smell. You tolerate the smell, 3 months later they come back again. Again, servicing karo. So, there is nothing that is, sacred. Then there are so many, as we say, God-given, through Daiva, there is so many things that come because of that. There is tsunamis where entire localities are washed away by one wave. Tsunamis are there, earthquakes are there, riots. You have not done anything. You are just sitting in your home. Someone just comes, riots, there is a rioting mob going through the street. They come, smash your car. Car ka sab kaanch tod dete hain. If you are on the ground floor ka sab kaanch tod dete, darwaje ko thok thok ke jate. So there are very peaceful, law-abiding citizens sitting nicely in a home. You are not troubled, kisi ek makhi ko bhi takleef nahi diya hai. But someone comes and does this. What do you have to understand? Previous karma. It is my previous karma coming back to me. So many things, your peace can be disturbed by anything. Like the place where I stay, very beautiful, by Krishna's mercy, nice. We see parrots. We get to see parrots every day. Every day, the parrots are flying. There are many parrots living in that vicinity. And then when we came to that building, we could see the mountains. BRC ke jo mountains hai, we could see those mountains from our house. Straight view. And then, one building came, second building came, third building came, fourth building came. Now there is no mountains. There is no mountain view. We have only building view. Right? So your comfortable, pleasant, Vaikuntha-like situation is going to go away. So don't get too attached. Meditate on the eternal, you know, on you being an eternal soul, and understand that this situation is under the absolute control of our Supreme Lord. If we are able to bring Krishna into the center of our homes and our lives, then truly home can be home sweet home. Now, talking about the point of dressing in tree box, rejected scraps. So, very heavy, you know, that you should wear tree box and current scraps. In the purport itself, you know, the disciples of Srila Prabhupada have said that in current civilization, this is not possible. It's simply not possible. Why? Because if someone does this, you know, if someone goes out wearing dhoti kurta also, you know, with tilak and kantimala, people either they are scared, as it's mentioned here, they can become scared ki yukun agare bapre. Now of course people are used to seeing Hare Krishnas, you know, with kantimala, shikha, tilak, you know, and dhoti kurta, you know, dancing in kirtan, shaved heads. So now people are more conditioned, so to say. But early days of ISKCON, you can imagine someone, you know, in America suddenly someone says, "Ye kon aa gaya? Isko kya ho gaya? You know, what happened to this person?" So you'll get quite psyched actually by seeing someone like this. So either you get scared or they become scornful. They start, you know, ridiculing and what is it? Che, kya hai? So we don't want to, you know, unnecessarily, artificially show some great renunciation. That's not the purpose. The purpose is what? The purpose is we want, as is mentioned in the purport here, more important thing from the viewpoint of the Supreme Lord and from the viewpoint of Srila Prabhupada is that we want to preach. We want to preach the holy names of the Lord. We want to preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. So what we have to give up then? What is the meaning of, you know, giving up the home, aniketatam, giving up the aniketatam and wearing scraps? What is the meaning of that? Well, it means giving up decorations of the material body. Whatever decorations you are wearing on the material body, what are those decorations? Not that if you are wearing some earrings and necklace and this, no. Those decorations are whatever designations we are carrying. I am so and so. I am counselor. I am preacher. I am senior Vaishnav. You know, these designations that I am wearing, I have to get rid of these designations. Whatever opulence we may have, very important. There are many people who have opulence in this world. Opulence can be either in terms of riches, it can be in terms of wealth, beauty, strength, fame, knowledge, renunciation. Any of these opulences one may have. You may have these opulences, but don't let them stick to your soul. Don't let them stick to your soul and your service. Whatever service we are doing, that opulence should not go and stick to it. Ki, I am a very rich person, so I want to be treated nicely when I am doing service. Matlab, mereko respectfully, you know, I should be given place of respect. That means your opulence has got stuck to your service. So, remove those clothes, those designations, tear off those. You know, don't allow them, you know, to stick to your soul, because your soul is, we are trying to engage ourselves in the service of Krishna. This body is just an instrument. Don't let that designation, that opulence stick to your soul. Rather, use them to serve Guru and Krishna. What we should wear, what are the clothes we should wear, the clothes, the scraps that we should wear, is wearing the attitude of the acharyas, wearing the attitude of the Goswamis. The Goswamis were wearing only loincloth, you know. So we cannot imitate them. But what can we wear? We can wear the attitude of the acharyas. What is that attitude? Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Das Dasanu Das. Servant of the servant of the servant. If we have that attitude, then we can easily do, you know, easily serve the Lord without getting proud, without feeling I am the controller. You know, what is mentioned in the purport, preaching is the essence. You know, ultimately, Srila Prabhupada wants all of us to preach. He doesn't want us to just leave our homes and go do, you know, ekantiki harir bhakti. He doesn't want that. He wants us to be good devotees, at the same time give Krishna to others. So Srila Prabhupada himself was willing to accept both the life of a Goswami, the lifestyle of a Goswami. He was living, he was very simple. He could live, you know, he could live on anything. It was very simple. But at the same time, any opulence that came his way, he did not artificially reject it. He was willing to engage it in the service of the Lord. So similarly, a devotee, rather than running away from Aniketatam, from the comfortable house, devotee understands this Aniketatam is temporary, home sweet home, kabhi bhi aag lag sakti hai, antila, big house, biggest house, most expensive house in India, caught fire recently. Fire can come any time, we can't be sure. But devotee understands, this is not the place that I must always be. Don't be in your comfort zone. You know, our tendency is to always be in comfort zone. I was reading one book by a gentleman called Robin Sharma. So he speaks about comfort zone. He says, comfort zone means what? I am comfortable doing this, so I will do this. That is my Aniketatam. So I may not have a home. So we may feel, अरे मेरे पास तो घर ही नहीं है, मैं तो भाड़े के घर में रहता हूँ, मैं तो मंदिर में रहता हूँ, I don't have a home. But every one of us has a home. What is that home? That is that comfort zone. इस comfort zone, इस दायरे में मैं अपनी ज़िंदगी बिताता हूँ, और इस दायरे के बाहर मैं कभी नहीं जाऊँगा. I'll never go out of my comfort zone. I will only do this much. I will chant 16 rounds. I will follow 4 regulative principles. I will read Prabhupada's books and I will read only Bhagavatam. I will not venture into CC. Oh, both fight. The moment, what he says is, when you hit at the boundaries of your comfort zone, you hit at the boundaries and you break the boundary, it is a very uncomfortable situation. Very difficult. Because you are doing something that you are not comfortable doing. But when you force yourself to expand that boundary, your circle ka boundary aapne thoda expand kar liya, what happened as a result? We grew. You grow when you expand your comfort circle. So devotees, as devotees, we also come into a comfort circle. Comfort, you know, zone. So we need to expand that comfort zone. Make it bigger by doing more things, doing more services for the pleasure of Shri Radha Gopinath. So as grihasthas, as devotees, what we should do, rather than running away to the forest, a devotee leaves his home to preach. And he is able to use all the wonderful opulences that he has been given, all the wonderful creations of the Supreme Lord, all the wonderful creations of the scientists also. Scientists have also created many wonderful things. A devotee is able to utilize all this to attract people to Krishna consciousness. You know, some people like to see PowerPoint presentation. If you just speak like that, they feel ki kya kuch maja nahi hai. But if with a PowerPoint presentation you speak, they feel ki haan, you're both professionally banaya, it's very nice, you know, and they like it. So use whatever you have to. Utility is the principle. Preaching is the essence. Utility is the principle. Utilize whatever we can, you know, in the service of the Lord. And finally, the last point of the purport, it says, ultimately one has to learn to be satisfied in any material situation to prepare oneself for death. Learn to be satisfied. Very difficult. It's one of the most difficult. There are very few people of the older generation, if you see our parents or our grandparents, they were like that. They were satisfied with whatever came their way. They have seen scarcity. You see? They have seen scarcity, they have seen what it means, they have seen a famine. You know, 1942 or something that year, there was a huge famine in Bengal. So people who have seen famine, who have seen scarcity, they are satisfied with whatever comes. Plate mein jo bhi aake gira, wo usko apne ko khana hai. No complaint. No saying this is yesterday's food. Like Prabhuji mentioned. Whatever comes, they very happily, they are willing to accept. ए यार इसमें ना थोड़ा और स्पाइस होता तो क्या बात थी, थोड़ा फीका हो गया. अच्छा है लेकिन थोड़ा और स्पाइसी होना चाहिए. दैट इज आवर टेंडेंसी. व्हाई? वी हैव नॉट सीन स्कार्सिटी, वी हैव सीन द गुड डेज. देयरफॉर वी आर अनएबल टू एक्सेप्ट, वी आर अनएबल टू बी सैटिस्फाइड इन एनी मटेरियल सिचुएशन. व्हाट इज द वर्स टेलिंग अस? Understand, you are not this body, you are the eternal soul. Whatever is happening by Krishna's mercy only. He is the only controller, you are not. So whatever is coming to you, be accepted, be satisfied with it. And only if all our life we have been able to tolerate the situations of pain. Pain will come. What is our ability? Tam stitikshasva bharata. What is our ability to tolerate this pain? What is our ability to tolerate deprivation when you are deprived? There is Mahaprasad coming. 10 people are served and you are the 11th one and Mahaprasad is over by that time. Our heart sinks when you see the quantity slowly, slowly dwindling by the time it comes to, you know, some grains just for the taste, little is remaining. We have to learn to accept deprivation. We have to learn to accept pain. We have to learn to accept helplessness. Sometimes you are helpless. You think you are very powerful, very strong, but Krishna reminds you are not. Like, you know, when we started today, you know, 3-4 mistakes in the prayer and, you know, in the verses. It's like, reminder, Haribol Prabhu, you know, there are tar me raho, control me raho. You know, you think you are something great, the Lord reminds you that, see, you are so full of mistakes. It is only by the Lord's mercy you are able to speak anything. So, getting used to, learning to tolerate position of pain, position of deprivation, position of helplessness, where whatever you are trying, nothing is working out. Then, if in life you are able to take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, you are able to take shelter of the instructions of Guru, and still, you know, remember Krishna at that time in a difficult situation, then we will be able to do it at the time of death. If all our life we have been in that aniketatam, that comfortable situation where we don't have to do much, automatically japa ho jata hai, automatically reading ho jata hai, automatically thoda katha bhi sun lete hain. In a comfortable situation, you never had misery by Krishna, that's also Krishna's mercy. You never had misery. Suddenly at the time of death when that misery comes, when pain comes, when you are being deprived of everything now, everything is going to be taken away. And completely helpless, because now no one's going to listen to you. That time, death becomes very, very painful. So as devotees, let us, you know, always take shelter of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada coming to Srimad Bhagavatam. And take the shelter of the association of devotees. Because that is what is the real wearing of scraps of clothes. That is what is the real essence of the Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai.